second half at Brentford, it was more to do what we didn't do without the ball. We didn't close them down. We didn't stop them from playing. They were the things that we were disappointed with on the weekend. We tell our players to go and express themselves at any stage of the game and at any area. So, and they don't get any stick from us that if they want to try a 1-2 on a shot or want to go past people in the final third, we want them to play.
As long as it's in the final third.
Yeah, I don't expect my good centre-halves to try to be nutmegging the centre-forward on the penalty spot because then they will get to know about it. But they have to do what they're good at doing, and they're probably not good enough to do nutmegs on the edge of the box. But the other lads, midfield and first final third of the pitch, go and express yourselves. You've got a licence to go and do what you want to do. And so when things go wrong, they don't get any qualms from us. The only time you give them a little bit sticky if they make the wrong decision when it's blatantly obviously to go and play a teammate in who could potentially score instead of them. So they've got the licence to go and do it. Championships are a little bit more difficult. Like the players have got better defenders, they're quicker, they read the game quicker as well and better. And you've got to be more clever, and that's what we've probably got to be at times, a little bit streetwise, a little bit cleverer, and ultimately have better quality more times than not. We were pleased with what the players did the other night, playing the right areas, mix it up. Even if you're playing a ball up to Joe Garner, make sure it's a fighting chance that you're dropping it into his chest, because the debate last year was Van Gaal, was it a long ball or a long pass? Well, a long pass is a fine art of dropping into a certain area. And on Saturday, we didn't play long enough good long passes. We played too many long balls.
And in terms of your strikers, Jordan Hugel impressed a lot of the fans on Tuesday night. How close is he to starting on Saturday?
Look, we always say when players come into the team, off the bench starting, make an impact and do something that'll leave a lasting memory for people leaving the pitch, but also, more importantly, that it gives me something to contemplate. We've got, this weekend, we're going to have some nice options available. You've got Garner and Doyle are going to be back. You've got May and Keane, who did well the other night. Jordan gives you something different to all of them strikers. So he's a little bit short still in terms of match fitness, because obviously he had that 3-match ban. Then he picked up an injury at Everton, which ruled him out for about 10 days. And he's not the fittest of lads anyway, but given the size of him, he's never going to be one that can run around for 90 minutes. But what he does is he ruffles a few feathers. He knows where the back of the net is, and he's a good option whether it's starting or off the bench.
What about Wolves then? I think one or two fans are surprised that they find themselves just above the relegation zone. But I mean, it's very early days, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Kenny's done a fantastic job there. The season before last, we were opening the gate for the season at Deepdale in front of 17,000-18,000, and they've done ever so well to get to where they did last year. You know what you're going to get with Kenny. He's got teams that are organised, disciplined, hard-working, but they've got a threat going forward as well. In Afobe, they've got one of the best strikers around. Did ever so well to keep hold of him on deadline day when they were talking double figures going into the Premiership. So they've done well to keep hold of him. So we know what to expect. The table is misleading at times. Nobody wants to be sort of in the bottom six or seven at this moment in time, but it's still a long way to go. You only have to win one game and you can go up six, seven places. So both of us will be like to be further up the table, but it's certainly early on. And Kenny will know what we're about. He'll know sort of what threats we've got. But obviously we want to build off on how well we played on Tuesday night. So there was a lot of positives from that game, good individual performances, and showed a good response, which was a big thing.